providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in, continuing the KER Economic Report, political report this weekend. Going to talk a little bit about the financial condition in the United States. We have a bit of fresh air, which started very, very slowly yesterday in terms of the, that's the best way to put it, financial conditions in the country. As of right now, with a very slow start yesterday, the Dow began to increase in value, as did the S&P, as did NASDAQ. And unfortunately for drivers, the price of oil also began to increase rather substantially. Jimmy, I'll get the exact numbers. Why don't you give a general comment?
Yeah, so right now you have this unbelievable contradiction of policy from the administration, or the regime actually, saying energy companies, you got to provide more energy. You know, it's all your fault. At the same time, and almost in the same sentence, numerous times in the same sentence, Jennifer Granholm, Secretary of Energy, Joe Biden, of course, the White House spokespeople, Pete Buttigieg, Secretary of Transportation, these people are actually saying, you oil companies are at fault. They've got to increase production at the same, and refinery capacity. At the same time, they're saying, but we have to move on to renewables and away from this energy production of, or the production of fossil fuels.
Yeah.
So the carbon climate mafia, which basically the climate change mafia, which has been attacking the industry and forcing change to it, which have created these gas prices and the lack of capacity in the U.S., while increasing capacity in places like China for coal-fired energy, and of course, given Vladimir Putin the power of controlling, you know, gas and energy supplies into all of Eastern Europe and the EU, or Western Europe and the EU, you've got this inconsistent argument, which is, it's very hard for me to believe that people still hear that and repeat it, but you're seeing it politically repeated in numerous places. Jay Inslee in Washington saying he's not even going to abide by this gas tax holiday issue that's out there. But right, you know, this inconsistent in policy and procedure. How can you invest into an industry and throw billions of dollars into increasing production or drilling or refining capacity when at the same time the regulatory environment and the policy is pushing against it? And this goes right back to our comment on BlackRock. BlackRock is pushing environmental sustainable governments, ESG investing. So are Fidelity. So are many of these massive funds that control a vast amount of resources. They're directing ESG with smaller carbon footprint right now, at the same time as we've got this increase in prices. And what does that mean? It means high return on their investments, revenues, and it's a manipulation, and I think a financial manipulation of the American people in order to appease corporate interests, appease political activists on the far left, but the people at the lowest end that can't afford gas are being crushed. The people that can't go, that, you know, that can't afford even to get to work anymore because of the gas. This is unbelievable that they are that inconsistent in their policies. You're seeing a lot of it behind the scenes that are coming clear right now. A lot more information that's coming out, and I think we've got to do something very clearly to stop this direction before our economy actually implodes.
I don't think there's any question about that. What I find to be interesting is the very progressive, very Democratic governor of Washington State has refused to even temporarily drop the state gas tax on gasoline. How's that for helping out Mr. and Mrs. America? Here are the numbers right now, by the way, in terms of the indices. The S&P is up about 88 points. The Dow is up, I've got so much pollen in my eyes, I can't see it, over 600 points. NASDAQ is up What is it? Over 300 points. Gold, surprise, surprise, is down a bit. It's down a couple of bucks, $1.70. And crude oil, as I said earlier, is up to about 107 bucks a barrel. Now, the interesting thing about what's going on right now is the consumer confidence numbers are continuing to plummet. I think Nancy Pelosi ought to take a look at that personally before she continues to berate what's going on in the country. Consumer confidence is a very, very good barometer about how the electorate feels about people like Pelosi, people in power. And remember that what's going on in the administrative office, which is controlled by the Democrats, and what's going on in Congress, obviously, and the House, obviously controlled by Democrats. You can thank the Democrats for the decrease in consumer confidence. And fortunately, cooler heads are prevailing today with the S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ continuing to increase. Comments?
Al, you know, I mean, the markets are not actually right now a bellwether of the direction of the economy. When we have inflation rates at over, you know, producer price index at nearly 11%, when our 8.5% increase this year over year, this last report, and we haven't even seen the peak of inflation yet because a lot of these energy prices and costs are actually not going to be felt in the initial price increases until we have the cost of transportation or distribution or actual manufacturing and energy required in production that will be carried forward in the future. So those indices right now are a little bit of influenced by large investment companies trying to make a little bit of money because, you know, these numbers are down absolutely staggeringly in the last 3 or 4 months. When you have the S&P down over 20%, in some cases, people's, you know, 401ks are down 30 and 40%.
Yep.
And, you know, people are worried about it. They see exactly what's happening. And the thing that touches them more than anything else is their daily expenditures, what it costs for food, what it costs to drive to work, what it costs for getting their children to school. And again, we haven't seen the bottom, or I should say the top of the inflation scale. And of course, we're behind in trying to manage it. So this is a very difficult time for America right now.
It's a very difficult time. All I'm saying is maybe the tide slowly started to turn from an economic standpoint yesterday. It certainly hasn't turned in terms of inflation, as I can attest to, having got some groceries yesterday, and I was shocked at what it cost me to buy absolutely nothing. But the fact of the matter, the only thing I want to say is it would appear that the tide could have started to turn from an economic standpoint yesterday.
Well, I'm going to argue that, yeah, there are short-term gains that are tempting to change something in the direction, but the reality is you're going to see a continuation of economic problems, and some of the solutions that are out there from this regime trying to, you know, stop the gas tax, or, you know, stop the federal gas tax for a short period of time, three months.
Right.
That's not going to go over. It's going to increase deficit. It's not going to help anything, and it likely is going to cause bigger problems down the long run, because of course it may help accelerate inflation because you're actually creating a bigger, wider divide.
Right.
The short-term answers that they're trying to get through the November election cycle, very, very unlikely going to change the momentum and the direction of where the economy is going right now. You have not seen the implications of labor where many, many companies, especially small businesses, are going to have to reduce workforce because they can't keep up with the cost.
Jimmy, we got to cut it for a break. We'll be right back, you guys.
Yeah.